America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time once again for our weekly look at the world of entertainment. And to lead us there, Christina Staffo. And as we close out 2014, isn't it interesting that the biggest entertainment story of the year happened at the very end of 2014? Christina has a reset of the Sony hack situation and also has some music news. Here is Christina Staffo.
Well, Ed, we're definitely seeing the Sony saga continue. Now that Sony's pulled the plug on all viewings of The Interview on Christmas Day, this hacker group is demanding that Sony prevent any viewings of the movie at all in any format. That means in the theater, DVD, pay-per-view, and VOD. President Obama gave us 2 cents and said that he wished that Sony had called him first before canceling the movie viewings. Even George Clooney tried sending a petition to some higher-ups in Hollywood, asking them to take a stand against these cyber terrorists and to stand up for our freedom. No one would sign it. Now on to some happy music news. Government Mule just released a new live CD called Dark Side of the Mule. It's from a live show they did in Boston back in 2008, and it's all Pink Floyd covers. Totally amazing and worth every second. And if you're a Pink Floyd fan, you're overjoyed, especially since David Gilmour released the new CD as Pink Floyd called The Endless River back in November. Also, the band Incubus announced that they signed a new deal with Island Records, and they're going to release a new album in 2 installments. The first EP will be released in early 2015. The second one will come out during the summer. The last time Incubus put out an album was back in 2011. Now here's a gift from me to you, to all our loyal listeners. Check out the podcast Serial. It just wrapped up its first season, and it details a real-life situation of a young woman's murder in Baltimore back in 1999, and a reporter who was contacted to revisit the case to prove the innocence of the person who was prosecuted and put in jail. You're going to get hooked on this, I promise. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And as always, Christina will be back next week. Well, who were the most streamed artists of 2014? 2014, only a few days left, but Spotify is looking back at some of the most listened to artists in their repertoire. Here's a look at the world's 5 most streamed artists of the year. Number 5, Katy Perry. Perry is the only woman on Spotify's top 5 most listened to musicians in the world, which also makes her the most globally streamed singer in the female artist category, followed by fellow pop-heavy hitters like Ariana Grande, Lana Del Rey, Beyoncé, and Lorde. Her individual tracks also received some recognition. Perry's single Dark Horse, off her October 2013 album Prism, was both the 4th most streamed track worldwide and the 2nd most streamed song in the United States. Number 4 of the most streamed artists of 2014, Calvin Harris. Harris takes the 4th spot on the ranking of the top 5 most streamed artists in the world. The artist released Summer, that's a very good song, the 2nd single off his 4th studio album Motion in March. The track, which reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 and has since sold over 1 million copies in the U.S., is also Spotify's 3rd most streamed track of the year. Number 3, Coldplay. The rock group comes in at number 3 on Spotify's list of this year's most internationally streamed artists. Fronted by singer Chris Martin, Coldplay released their 6th album Ghost Stories this past summer. In addition to being one of the top 5 most streamed global artists overall, the band also nabbed the title of the world's most streamed group of the year. In that category, they beat out other hugely popular bands, including Imagine Dragons, Maroon 5, One Republic, and One Direction, who came in 5th despite its notoriously loyal fan base. Number 2, Eminem. He's still around. The 2nd most streamed global artist of the year is Eminem. The rapper released Guts Over Fear in August. The single was the first from his compilation album Shady 15, which was only just released in late November. In addition to coming in 2nd on the list of the world's most streamed artists, both male and overall, Eminem was also number 1 on the top 5 most streamed artists in the United States, topping Drake, Kanye West, Lana Del Rey, and Ariana Grande. Do you remember when Eminem first hit the scene? And that's a while ago. I mean, you're looking, what, 10, 12 years ago? Like the first go-around for Eminem? Eminem, all of a sudden it was like, you know, the popular thing for all these, Upper West Side types. They loved Eminem. I could remember, you know, columnists from the Washington Post and the New York Times trying to analyze just what Eminem meant to the culture and what was he really saying, and was he speaking for all of us? Come on. I never got into the Eminem thing, did you? The number one most streamed artist of 2014. Now, if you've been listening to the list, this one's pretty easy. He's got a wonderful first name, this guy. Number one is Ed Sheeran. The British singer-songwriter is officially the world's most streamed artist of 2014. According to Spotify's just-released data, Sheeran, who released his second album in June, racked up a whopping 860 million individual listens on the streaming service. Ed Sheeran, the most streamed artist of 2014. You have a song in your heart? Go ahead and sing it. Maybe you'll be the most streamed artist of 2015. You can dream, can you not? Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
While waiting for a bus, Drew Houston opened his laptop to finish some work. Then it hit him.
He'd left his USB drive with the information he needed sitting on his desk at home.
He felt defeated and frustrated until he worked on something else.
What he wrote ended up being the foundation for Dropbox.
It's the file sharing service that lets users access their digital files, photos, and videos from almost any mobile device or computer.
Today, Dropbox has over 25 million registered users who save over a million files every 5 minutes.
Turn a problem into a solution you can share with others. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Without quality vision, safe motorcycling is lost. Are you doing everything possible to preserve your precious eyesight of the 20-20-20 rule? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Cloudy eyesight impairs safe riding. American Biker Minute shows require extensive editing at a bright computer screen, which can be bad. Brightness of a computer screen or a TV set causes us to blink less. Eyes dry, inducing possible retina damage. The 20-20-20 rule dictates television and computer users take a break every 20 minutes, then stare for 20 seconds at an object 20 feet away. For us, breaking away twice an hour is a big improvement over doing nothing. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. 2 wheels.